Okay. Approval of minutes for September 6th. Entertain a motion?
Move.
Okay, second, Mary Beth, all in favor, any discussion, additions, deletions, corrections? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, they're coming around. 391, setting a public hearing, local law number 14. Mr. Chairman, I believe there's the other big Mr. Chairman. I believe there's an amendment on that.
There is. I have it in writing here, and Jay has it, but I'll just I'll read it. In section 2 definitions, a pet seller means any person in Ulster County who engages in the sale or offering for sale of 9 or more dogs or cats per year instead of more than 9, and that matches the state. That was Mr. Delaney was kind enough to point out to me. Also in that section, number 7, residential breeder means a breeder who sells or offers to sell directly to a consumer. Animals that are born or raised on their breeder's primary residential premises. From the last version, it removes the words more than 15 or per year. Okay. And this would intend to have all residential breeders still apply the care standards that residential breeders who will be having a inspection, and that comes later. The standards of care apply to everybody. Everyone wants to make sure the dogs are taken care of properly. And then under section 4, residential breeders permit required, it is unlawful for any residential breeder to display, offer for sale, sell, barter, or exchange for any consideration more than 15 dogs or cats per year without first obtaining a residential breeder's permit from the commissioner. Okay. And with those changes, mm-hmm. I make a motion that we amend the local law to read that to go to public hearing.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. Yes.
I'm not opposed to the pet seller law itself, since the state already governs a pet seller law under the agricultural and markets and the general business law article 35D. Which includes a pet seller's law almost identical to this. I'm sure there's some other fine tuning that needs to be done to it. I feel this law is redundant. It should be any complaint should be forwarded to the state environmental conservation police to do the enforcement, which would eliminate a lot of the expense for the county, who's going to have to probably train somebody and I'm guessing it's got to be a peace officer or above that rank to enforce it.
Yeah.
To enforce it. Okay. And there's a couple other reasons. I guess when we get to down the road with public comment, okay, we can address. But I'm opposed to this law based on being in place, ready for the state.
Okay. Any other discussion on the amendments? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Then that's passed. Then setting the
Those
public
are just
hearing.
The amendments. You get it.
Yep. Yeah. Setting the public hearing. Motion.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Just further discussion? Ditto, what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we vote, if I could, I just want to thank the pet seller and community, but in particular, Mr. and Mrs. Delaney for, working through the issues that we've had on this. I think that we've got something that, that both the animal advocates and the pet sellers, especially the hobby breeders alike, can feel that we've done something positive. So I really appreciate their dedication to coming to a solution. And I want to make sure that was put on the record.
I'll withhold what I'm going to say till. Okay, quickly. Yes. Sure.
Yeah, thank you. And I just wanted to thank Mr. Ronk. I know he spent an exorbitant amount of time on this and probably didn't really want to spend this much time on it. But I appreciate him taking the time to listen to the citizens and what our concerns were, in addressing them and folding them into this this law. So I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And I'll just say, being a Weisenheimer, that I thought we had the same thing done last year, but everybody got amnesia when we went for laws and rules, and hopefully they won't get amnesia this year before laws and rules. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, okay. One opposed. Okay. Passes.
Good thing I came.
Resolution 444, authorizing chairman of the Ulster County legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the county of Oneida for boarding inmates at Central New York Psych. Motion and a second, then discussion?
No, I'll move.
Second?
Second for discussion.
What's the difference between, I know Oneida is Central New York Psych, but we send guys to Monroe. Is that, I hate to say, less crazy than the Central New York Psych? Or?
Well, I don't know if it's less crazy. But the Oneida County one, that's the one we've had a contract with them
okay.
since I can remember. Some years we use a lot of it. So far this year, we haven't used it at all.
Good. Okay.
We budget for it every year.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of having a contract.
Okay.
We can't send it there.
All right, cool. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay, just for the record, 445 and 446 are... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me just... 445 and 446 deal with the Public Defender's Office, and Jay was good enough to send them an email requesting either an email from them or them to be here in person to explain them. We've received none of the above. Therefore, 445 and 446 will be put off until next month.
Make a motion. We hold off on them. Okay. Oh, wait, as you as the chairman can do it. So that's okay. That's even better.
Cool. Sheriff's report. First of all, forgive me. I should have started the meeting with this. Again, publicly, our condolences to your entire department for their loss. But I think on a positive note, the way the men and women of both the Road Patrol and Corrections Divisions conducted themselves throughout that entire time frame goes to their fortitude as well as, I think, their leadership. And there's much to be proud of there in a very difficult situation, but I think they showed what they're truly made of, and I was proud to stand with them. And,
thanks for being there also. And just for some food for thought, it's in the PBA contract. Anybody who dies in the line of duty, their family's entitled to benefits. The wife forever, but the kids until they're 21. In the corrections contract, there's nothing. So I've reached out to Mike to see if there's something that he is the executive or the legislature can do for Carrie's wife as far as benefits. So we're looking into that, so if nothing you can ask around or push it, it'd be great. It's an oversight on the corrections side.
Okay.
Next contract, I'm sure we'll put that in there.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Anything else? Paul, anything else? We do have your report.
No, it's all self-explanatory.
Paul doesn't want to be
hit up by the jail.
Okay.
No.
What jail?
What jail?
Is there a jail?
Is
there a jail?
No, it's a correctional.
Like they say with the three little pigs, you made it by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
I kept them talking.
Yeah. Okay.
Stretch.
All right. Payment cash later.
And we're going back.
445 authorizing.
Ron, can you give me one of those for
445 authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the aid to public defense program.
Aid to defense.
Program.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? If none,
whatever.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Are we going to let him say something?
No, if he doesn't want to. 446, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement. Research Foundation, this is pass-through money researching
I'll move it.
The thing.
Second for discussion.
Okay, discussion. Any questions? Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Is this, Andy, if I could just ask, this is to have CREO do a report. Is this on the effectiveness of the Council of First Appearance program that was done, or?
Okay. I thought did you already vote on
it? We already voted yes on the aid to defense.
Okay. this is the Council of First Appearance, and the program has not been implemented yet. We hope to implement it by the end of this year. We're actually on the threshold now. And what this really is renewing the contract that expired with CREO, who's doing the qualitative analysis.
And we're the Council at First Appearance, we've got a grant for that from the state,
this
right?
This is all out of state money.
What's it, like $100,000?
More, it's actually about $600,000 over 3 years.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Anybody? Yes. Okay. Not all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So moved. Just a bit of information. Ulster County Crime Victims Assistance Program volunteer training opportunity Tuesday and Thursday evening, 6 to 9 p.m., October 11th through November 17th. I think everybody probably has a copy of one of these in their packet. But if you're so inclined, it's always a wonderful thing. Old business? Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I've been enlisted to be a chauffeur tonight.
Okay.
Southern Ulster for Legislative Rodriguez.
Don't take your check. Take cash.
Old that stinks, because if he asked me, I was going to drag him to the Amador fundraiser.
Old business?
What's that?
New business?
There can nothing.
Any other business?
You sure?
Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, everybody.
That's a great
Thank you.